Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's time to climb between the ropes once again with our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta. Good evening, Nnamdi.
And a good evening, Sunny.
Nnamdi, on Tuesday's show, Paul Dogbe, the father and trainer of Ghana's former world super bantamweight champion, Isaac Royal Storm Dogbe, made a prediction. He says his son will score an early knockout, possibly by the third round on Saturday night against Emmanuel Navarrete in their world title rematch in Tucson, Arizona.
He's not going to pass round five because we are predicting round three. Navarrete is going down.
Your reaction, Nnamdi, to Paul Dogbe's prediction?
Sonny, it's very, very sad that his father, Paul, will make these comments before a crucial fight. Remind you now, in the first fight, Dogbe was exposed and there was a beatdown. Coming out to predict a third round or a fourth round knockout, that means you're putting your son in a position to really get hurt. How about after third round and after fourth round and your son is in deep trouble? What are you going to do to get him out of that trouble? Again, your son to push for the knockout. Your son may get knocked out. So I'm really shocked. I am sad that those comments came out of Paul Dogbe's mouth.
Paul Dogbe also mentioned how he's brought in some new people into his son's corner.
I have changed my corner because the last fight, we underrated Navarrete. So sometimes you need to bring those guys in to feel the atmosphere, you know, how world title fights are made.
Your thoughts on that, Nnamdi?
Yeah, you brought in all those people. But I have a question for you, Paul Dogbe. In the corner, only one man can speak. Will you be the one speaking after every round? Will you be the one giving the instructions? Or these people you brought in that will talk? If the answer is, you will do the talking and you will instruct your son on what to do, I am worried, Sonny. Because we can only have one cook in the kitchen, Sonny.
And you don't think that cook should be Paul Dogbe?
I don't think so. Too many cooks, too many in the kitchen, the soup will not taste good, Sonny. And there's a good chance the soup may taste sour Saturday night.
What about the venue, Nnamdi? Tucson, Arizona. Does that locale favor the Mexican Navarrete?
Sonny, if you remember comments that were made by Paul Dogbe in the past about Mexicans, fight fans don't forget it. Arizona, Mexican fight fans, they come out and they support their own because their number one sport is boxing. They will support Navarrete and the judges will see it. So going into Mexican town, going into Latino town, you're fighting not just Navarrete, the judges, the vocal fans. So it's a very bad place for Paul Dogbe and his son to go and make noise before a fight. Anything that makes him look bad will put a big dent on the career of Royal Storm Dogbe.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
The Voice of America, VOA.
I'm talking with Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, our reigning prince of pugilistics, the legendary Ghanaian warrior Azuma Nelson. I understand Azuma is having another big fight night.
The professor has what we call Azuma Nelson Fight Night of 2019. Their first date was to be May, and they moved it to June due to the Africa Cup of Nations. Now they moved it to July 20. And it will be at the Bukom Boxing Arena. And hey, guess who's going to be there? The mighty, mighty Bukom Banku. Yes, I love Bukom Banku. Bukom Banku is a fighter, but he's also a promoter. He talks up the fight. He makes you want to jump out of your house to come and see the fight. He's going to fight a Dubai-based Nigerian boxer in Idris Afeni. And that fight will be July 20, Bukom Boxing Arena in Accra, Ghana. Hey, I hope they stream this fight on Facebook, Sonny, so that we in the diaspora can watch it live from Accra, Ghana, like we did in the past. And I think it's be a good fight. And kudos to the professor making it happen for young fighters and boxing fans in Africa. This is what we need.
Do you see Ghana staging some world title fights down the road, Namdi?
Oh, yes. Remember, Royal Storm was supposed to make a couple of defense in Ghana with ESPN. But when he lost that fight, everything was just put away. So if he gets lucky Saturday night in Tucson, Arizona, and wins and back in the groove, yeah, ESPN has already said they want to go back to Ghana because there are no boxing fans in Ghana, the number one boxing fans in Africa. So we got Richard coming, who can make it happen. We got other young fighters that are developing, not only in Ghana, but in Africa. And television and the online media and has platforms now whereby you can stream a fight from a local boxing gym and everybody around the globe can watch it. So that's what social media has done for the fight game.
Still with the African prize fighters, Namdi, you were ringside for Efe Ajagba's 10th consecutive victory in the heavyweight division. Second round stoppage against the German Michael Wallisch. And I know you had a chance to chat with Efe after the fight. What's his mood like these days?
This heavyweight I've been talking about, I mean, he's composed, he comes in, it's all about seek and destroy. This is a fight that was scheduled to go 10 rounds, and he stopped this German heavyweight in the second round. He's developing at a very good rate. He's staying very busy because the worst thing a fighter can do is sit down and don't fight or fight once a year. This cat, he's stepping in, he's doing his thing, and he's strong, and he got power, both hands. What surprised me in the fight at Cosmopolitan in Las Vegas, he was able to box. He was able to use his left jab to set up the big right hand. Now, when you watch him drop those big right hands, man, no matter how strong you are, you know, you must go down. So we have a heavyweight that is focused, a heavyweight that is hungry, a heavyweight that's about to break into the top 10. And now we look at 2020, whereby we watch this cat challenge for the world title.
What's next for F.A. Namdi?
Well, we're talking about staying busy. His next fight, June or July in Houston, Texas. And again, all these fights are television fights. The fight fans all around the globe watching him knocking guys out TV, which means that within a short time, man, he can challenge. He can press for a world title.
Thanks, Namdi. That's our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moeta. And we'll hear more hard-hitting boxing commentary from Namdi on Friday's show. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The National Basketball Association playoffs continue later Thursday night with games in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Portland, Oregon. It's must-win for both the Philadelphia 76ers and the Portland Trail Blazers, who trail in their best-of-seven-game playoff series 3-2. In Philadelphia, the 76ers will be looking to stay alive against the Toronto Raptors, while in Portland, the Trailblazers face elimination when they take the court against the Denver Nuggets. In Philadelphia, the 76ers will be looking for a strong performance from their Cameroonian star Joel Embiid, who has been bothered by a stomach ailment. In Game 5, the Raptors soared past the 76ers, 125-89, and Toronto got a strong performance from another player from Cameroon, Pascal Siakam, who scored 25 points. Meanwhile, in Game 5 in the Denver-Portland series, the Nuggets got 25 points from their young Serbian big man, Nikola Jokic, who has been simply outstanding in the NBA playoffs. In fact, The 24-year-old Jokic has the most rebounds of any player in the postseason with 157 total, as well as the most assists with 108. This exemplifies what I said on Wednesday's show to Mwamoyo Hoops Hamza, the voice of America's Swahili service chief. I said, Hoops Hamza, Jokic is a very skilled all-around big man who can pass, shoot, and rebound. Yes, Nikola Jokic, you get a Sunny Side of Sports salute. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks, who eliminated the visiting Boston Celtics Wednesday night, 116-91. The Bucks stop here! The Bucks won the best of seven game series, 4-1, and advanced to the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Bucks waltzed away with the final four games of the series, taking the clinching game 116-91 over the Celtics. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 20 points.
We played good basketball. After the first game that we played at home, the next four games we were playing good basketball. And as long as we defend well, we move the ball offensively, you know, we had the chance to finish another series in five.
Chris Middleton had 19. Middleton says the Bucks have bigger goals yet to attain.
Definitely enjoy for tonight. It's a big moment for our franchise, our city, ourselves. But at the same time, you know, our season's still going. We still got a lot of work to do.
It's on to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 18 years for the Bucks. The Celtics had trouble making shots, shooting just 31%. Star player Kyrie Irving had a rough series. He went 6 of 21 shooting in Game 5. Irving finished with 15 points.
The taste of feeling defeat in, you know, in this type of style, you know, being down 1-4, you know, I haven't felt. So, you know, for me, it's just moving on to the next thing and just seeing where that ends up.
Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Milwaukee Bucks now await the winner of the Toronto-Philadelphia series, who they'll play in the Eastern Conference Finals. In the Western Conference, the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors move closer to another trip to the NBA Finals. The Warriors beat the visiting Houston Rockets by 5 points to take a 3-2 series lead. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from Oakland, California.
The Warriors held off a late surge from the Rockets to win Game 5, 104-99. Leading 91-89, Draymond Green made a three to put the Warriors up by 5 points with 3:22 remaining. Klay Thompson scrambled for a loose ball and made a reverse layup with 4 seconds left to seal the win. Thompson led Golden State with 27 points. Stephen Curry added 25 and Kevin Durant had 22. Durant left in the third quarter with a right calf strain after he made a mid-range fadeaway jumper. Thompson says Game 6 in Houston will be a challenge.
We know we're going to have to be near perfect to go down to Houston without Kevin and win a game.
For the Rockets, James Harden with a game-high 31 points and Eric Gordon had 19. Every game in this series has been decided by a margin of 6 points or fewer. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. So it's now must-win for the Houston Rockets as they host the Golden State Warriors in Game 6 on Friday night. And I'm sure one of the big storylines will be the health of Warriors superstar Kevin Durant, who, as Ryan Leong reported, limped off the court with a right calf strain in Game 5. How important is KD to the Warriors? Well, let's put it this way, VOA basketball fans. KD, Kevin Durant, is leading all scorers in the NBA playoffs, averaging more than 34 points a game. So if he doesn't play on Friday night in Houston, that shall be a very, very big loss for the Golden State Warriors. In European club football, it'll be an all-English final in the UEFA Champions League on June 1st in Madrid, Spain. One day after Liverpool booked its ticket to Madrid with a remarkable comeback, Tottenham earned its trip to Spain with another Champions League comeback for the ages. The Spurs rallied to beat host Ajax Amsterdam 3-2. The two-match series ended 3-all on aggregate, with Tottenham going through to Madrid on the away goals rule. Joining us now with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Spurs defender Danny Rose said it best. It's not over until it's over. Tottenham appeared to be completely out of the first 45 minutes of the match and were down 2-0 at the half. But they dug deep and fought their way back. Spurs striker Lucas Moura tied things up 2-2 at the end of regulation. And then, in what he calls the best moment of his career, the Brazilian netted a game winner in the final seconds of stoppage time to lift his team to a 3-2 victory and a spot in their first ever Champions League final. Coach Mauricio Pochettino shed tears of joy at the whistle and later called Moura's performance heroic.
I think scoring a hat-trick, 3 goals. If our players are superheroes, he is super, super, super hero. Because I think I think it was amazing. I think he was very clinical in front of the goal. Yes, I think a fantastic night, a magic night for him. Was so important, I think.
When Tottenham arrived in Amsterdam, they had suffered 3 consecutive defeats in all competitions. Now, as they head to Madrid, Pochettino says the battle has been worth it.
I learned a sentence here that is no pain, no gain. And I think it's an amazing thing because all that effort that we made in the last 5 years is today when you realize that the satisfaction and I don't know, now you need to help me, you know, in English, valió la pena?
It was all worth it.
Yes, exactly.
Meanwhile, Ajax were completely overwhelmed by the Spurs in the second half. Coach Erik ten Hag summed up the night by saying, "Sometimes football is really beautiful, but sometimes football is also very cruel, and it is this last cruel side which we are experiencing now." The Dutch club falls just short of their first Champions League final since 1996. Meanwhile, as the celebrations erupted for Tottenham, striker Harry Kane seemed to brush aside any lingering effects of an ankle injury that has kept him sidelined for the past month. After the match, Mauricio Pochettino evaded a question about Kane's readiness for the upcoming Champions League final, but the head coach was quick to address rumors on whether he himself would retire if the Spurs clinched the title.
Yes, I am going to leave, or if I lose, maybe two.
The fate of Pochettino, the Spurs, and the Reds will be determined in the 2019 Champions League final match on June 1st. And it will be an all-Premier League affair. Liverpool hopes to win the Champions League title for the first time since 2005. And Tottenham hopes to win the tournament for the first time. Anything is possible, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. Anything is possible. And I hope it's possible that Mohamed Salah, the 2-time African Footballer of the Year from Egypt, will get to play in that UEFA Champions League final on June 1st in Madrid. I know Salah, the talisman for Liverpool in Egypt, did not play in their most recent match, but I have hope that he's going to be healthy for Madrid at the beginning of June. Thank you, Gwen, for that nice UEFA Champions League report. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I'll have some Major League Soccer news, but first, these VOA programming announcements.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Voice of America!
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
Thanks, Kim. That's my VOA colleague, Kim Lewis. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In Major League Soccer action Wednesday night, Atlanta United defeated visiting Toronto FC 2-0 in an early season matchup of the past two MLS Cup champions. Reigning MLS champion Atlanta got goals from Hector Villalba and German midfielder Julian Gressel. Regarding Villalba's nationality, well, he was born in Argentina, but Hector is eligible to represent Paraguay at the international level because his father was born there. And last year, Hector Villalba made his first international appearance for Paraguay. This was the third victory in a row for Atlanta, which is currently in seventh place in the MLS Eastern Conference. In another Eastern Conference matchup Wednesday night, the Montreal Impact rallied to beat the host New York Red Bulls 2-1. France-born defender Zakaria Diallo and Argentine striker Maximiliano Urruti scored 15 minutes apart in the second half for Montreal. The Impact is currently in third place in the Eastern Conference with 6 wins, 4 losses, 2 draws, and 20 points. The Red Bulls, meanwhile, are 10th out of 12 teams in the Eastern Conference with 3 wins, 5 losses, 2 draws, and 11 points. In another Eastern Conference matchup, the Chicago Fire burn the visiting New England Revolution 5-0. Serbia-born Nemanja Nikolic had 2 goals for the Fire. And in one more MLS result Wednesday night, the Columbus Crew defeated the visiting Los Angeles Galaxy 3-1. Columbus is in 5th place in the Eastern Conference with 5 victories, 6 defeats, 1 draw, and 16 points. The Galaxy, meanwhile, is just behind another Los Angeles-based team, 1st place Los Angeles FC in the Western Conference. Los Angeles FC leads with 24 points, and the Los Angeles Galaxy have 22 points. Taking a quick look at the early season MLS goal-scoring leaders, Mexican striker Carlos Vela of Los Angeles FC is the top scorer with 11 goals. Swedish star Zlatan Ibrahimovic of the Los Angeles Galaxy is next with 9 goals. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Sierra Leone striker Kai Kamara of the Colorado Rapids, who is 3rd on the MLS goal-scoring charts with 7 goals. And that wraps up the May 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sidrack Franklin. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, I'm Douglas Simpoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Host Carol Castiel interviews Nancy Lindborg, president of the United States Institute of Peace, to discuss USIP's mission, research regarding a strategy to prevent the spread of extremism around the world, and the vital role of women in the successful conflict resolution negotiations. Listen this Saturday and Sunday to Press Conference USA on The Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
Live Fast, Die Young may be the name of the biography of the late movie star James Dean, who died tragically in an auto accident when he was only 24. However, according to a new study in the journal PLOS ONE, that saying could also be applied to trees living in cities. The study led by Ian Smith of Boston University found that city trees tend to grow faster, but they die at a younger age than those living out in the countryside. Smith and his colleagues compared the life and growth cycle of trees in the city of Boston to those that exist in the surrounding rural Massachusetts area. A number of cities plant trees to improve sustainability and fight the environmental impacts of sprawling urban growth. The study suggests that the quicker life cycle of city trees means that their carbon storage capability is greatly reduced. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
On the next edition of Encounter, we'll examine the current situation in Libya, where an opposition force is challenging a UN-recognized government. Ambassador Jonathan Weiner from the Middle East Institute and Graham Bannerman from the Middle East Institute and U.S. Institute of Peace joins guest host and VOA senior analyst Jeffrey Young for the discussion. That's Encounter, this Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscast covering Africa news. Tune in on the top of each hour 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.
This is VOA News.